Hello and welcome back to Kit Plus TV. Now, when we started interviewing guests in our virtual studio back in April 2020 as a COVID lockdown filler, little did we realise that 18 months later we'd be starting season 5. That's where we are today, still with the support from our friends at Media Proxy and with yet another packed news show for you.
Yes, we've had a bit of a break from news over the last month or so. So do check out kitplus.com/news for stories we may have missed. And this week we'll start with Quicklink, who have released a new tool that allows organisations to see how much CO2 they mitigate being emitted into the atmosphere by using the Quicklink remote contribution solutions. Check it out at quicklink.tv.
And to celebrate its 10th anniversary, Doc10, the UK's leading television facility, who, as it happens, also do the power for the Kit Plus show in Media City, have planted 2,500 trees in the Brazilian rainforest. It's a commitment that has created an area of rainforest that's the same size as the physical footprint of its building. It's an enormous 12,500 square metres.
IBC is just around the corner now with less than 4 weeks to go, and they've announced attendees can now embark on their IBC show journey with the launch of IBC Digital. The platform makes it easy to create a unique mix of show activities and is a place to view exclusive content, including the IBC Innovation Awards taking place on the 23rd of November.
And on the theme of IBC, Densitron will showcase solutions including its latest U-Ready Universal Control Surfaces and the IDS platform, that's Intelligent Display System. Specific products on the Densitron stand will include the 1 and 3 row versions of the popular U-Ready 2RU Universal Control Surface.
Globecast is taking the opportunity to explore and explain its fresh market approach across key sectors at IBC 2021. OTT, remote production and media supply chains, including cloud playout. Globecast will highlight key partners with whom it's working to create these winning ecosystems and will feature them prominently on the stand.
I'm sure the next few weeks will be awash with IBC news, but now closer to home is TSL Products, who have been spotlighting its latest product developments in audio monitoring control systems and power solutions with a virtual and interactive showcase. The new digital platform allows customers to visit a virtual representation of TSL's trade show booth with access to product demos and exclusive interviews, as well as the opportunity to speak live with product specialists via a custom-built setup, which is based out of TSL's Marlow office. You can check out all of that at tslproducts.com.
Cool. And now, fresh from his firework party, let's head over to Mr. MXF to see what he spotted in the news this week.
See this phone? Many people hold it and say, isn't it wonderful how something so small and tiny can do so many things? Well, whilst that's true, what this magic little device hides is an invisible infrastructure revolution that's taking place behind the scenes. Take the press release from Global M about their software-defined network that they announced at Future Week in Bergen. If you simply land on their website, you might think, hey look, a neat little video streaming app that enables citizen journalism. But that invisible software-defined network magic behind the scenes turns that mobile journalism into low latency, high quality, resilient, secure delivery of verifiable stories to a highly scalable number of agencies, along with a booking and payment system that gives global scope to local stories. I love it. The app is neat, and its power management means that it literally won't burn a hole in your pocket. But the real magic is the back-end cloudy network that seems to solve the problems of a large number of sources going to a large number of destinations that are constantly changing all the time. Magic. Maybe a story of me riding a bike might finally go viral. Hey, where's my Lycra?
Thanks, Mr. MXF. More from him next week, I'm sure, and maybe even in his Lycra. Lynx Technic have announced a feature set update for two of the software applications in its award-winning Green Machine platform. HDR EV Plus, which is a real-time segmented and dynamic HDR to SDR converter application, that now includes a quad-channel 3G SDI mode of operation. And the Green Machine Testor, which is an audio and video test signal generator application, now that's been enhanced with an AV Sync Analyzer feature.
A leading Chinese online video service has chosen an end-to-end Grass Valley workflow to underpin its OB van upgrade and drive 4K UHD content creation for its audiences. As part of its mission to produce and deliver enhanced content experiences for its over 100 million streaming subscribers, the Beijing-based media organisation has selected a suite of future-ready IP-based live production solutions to support 4K UHD production of their live entertainment shows.
Now, CabSat is all wrapped up, and this next video clip was actually sent to us prior to the show, but it's worth a look, and it's better late than never. Let's have a look.
Hi, this is Maroon, Managing Director for ProLane. ProLane is a company in the Middle East based in Dubai. We are leaders in broadcast solutions and services. We are so excited to have a partnership, business partnership with JB Labs because we are very keen to have a partner with the storage and actually media storage that is expert in the media industry, rather than the IT, normal IT solutions that are available in the market. So, and we are very excited to have them in CabSat 2021 and to partner together in their booths.
Great partnership. Check out gblabs.com for all their solutions. So we've seen that Moses Engineering's latest VP Pro XR server has been deployed by London's Garden Studios for its state-of-the-art virtual production stage installed in March 21. Garden Studios is adding a second Star Tracker camera and lens tracking system to support its ongoing R&D and expansion.
Yeah, you might have seen Moses at the recent Kit Plus show in Twickenham. Do check their technology out online. It's definitely worth a look. Creative Solutions and Red Digital Cinema have launched a series of multiple camera accessories for the new V-Raptor camera system. The first resulting technology for the system includes a DSMC Red Touch 7-inch LCD monitor and V-Raptor production pack of accessories.
Blackmagic Design have announced DaVinci Resolve 17.4, which transforms the speed of DaVinci Resolve to work up to 5 times faster on the new Apple Mac models with the M1 Pro and M1 Max chips. With this massive speed increase, customers can now play back, edit and grade 8K projects even faster and can work with up to 12 streams of 8K footage. Worth a download, I would say, now from the Blackmagic Design website.
Absolutely. So now let's head over to Rob from Salsa Sound for their latest news.
Hi, super excited to be able to show you the latest version of Mixair from Salsa Sound, our AI-driven automated audio mixer. Mixair 2.0 is jam-packed with new features for you. We have the subgroup section here, the output section, and our input section. The output groups, you can have as many different output groups as you like. Now, the subgroups, we have a pitch subgroup that I've got going on here. That is our powerful AI engine that's automatically listening to all of those pitch side microphones to be able to automatically mix and enhance those on-pitch sounds. Now, up here, you have your input matrix, and you just add in and define which submix you want to send each of those microphone feeds to. Now, importantly, in the outgroups, they're all of the outputs are loudness normalized to whatever standard you have, whether it's R1 two-way or whether it's for the specific OTT platform. Salsa Sound really takes the strain out of all of that and enables you to really craft rather than chase a mix. All of those automatic balancing. Now, we'd love to be able to show you this in person, so please do get in touch and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Rob. And you can check it out, as he says, at salsasound.com.
Rohan Schwartz has supplied the latest version of its RS Clipster mastering system to Filmhouse, the home of the annual Edinburgh International Film Festival, which was established in 1947. Alongside the Edinburgh International Film Festival, of course, the Filmhouse plays host to at least 2 film festivals a month. And the team relies heavily on Clipster to create digital cinema packages of shorts during the festivals to create film scans and put together marketing stings.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dirk, actually, from Rohan Schwartz, coming up soon about their centralised storage offerings as well. So do look out for that interview. DPA microphones have released a new accessory, the MS4099 mic stand mount. for its renowned 4099 core instrument mic. The company has also begun shipping the anticipated brown version of its new 4466 core omnidirectional and 4488 core directional headset microphones.
Caron have released Paint 9, a major new release of the company's popular sports agnostic illustrated replay and analytical commentary software. This release offers great efficiency and ease of use with a newly redesigned user interface, automated player tracking and automated content creation tools, empowering commentators to present richer visuals and deeper analysis more quickly and easily.
TVU Networks have introduced an infrastructure-free 24/7 channel solution, aptly named TVU Channel. Initially designed for one of the world's largest broadcasters, TVU Channel enables the user to schedule live and VOD programming from a simple web browser. The cloud-based solution can be used for playout via a traditional television channel to an OTT channel, a pop-up channel, or distribution directly to social media, all at the same time and all without any added infrastructure.
Adder Technology has announced the latest addition to the Adderlink Infinity range. The new Adderlink Infinity 2102 brings a host of new features, including a smaller form factor, transmitter and DisplayPort connections, all combining to deliver a KVM powerhouse for the most demanding customer requirements. It's available as a transmitter and receiver and joins an impressive stable of high-performance IP KVM solutions from Adder Technology.
AJA Video Systems have launched Bridge NDI 3G. It's a sleek, high-performance, one-IU application appliance that enables conversion to and from SDI and NDI. The flexible, intuitive gateway device supports multi-channel 4K and HD workflows and is designed to help broadcast production and Pro AV professionals move seamlessly between various platforms, protocols and connectivity types. Now, we've had a great chat with Mark Risby from Digibox about this, so do look out for that interview coming up soon.
Absolutely. And finally, RISE, the award-winning advocacy group for the gender diversity in the media technology sector, is excited to announce the launch of its first-of-a-kind international RISE job board for the industry. In partnership with MOVE, this new RISE job board is aiming to encourage more diverse applications for engineering, technical operations, sales, business and marketing roles across the sector. The RISE Job Board is a valuable resource, providing a library of international job postings and will also develop to add tools for CV and interview advice. Visit the RISE Job Board at www.risewib.com.
Absolutely. Sounds a good initiative. So that's all for the news this week. It's great to be back with Season 5 of Kit Plus TV, and do look out for the many interviews and discussions coming up over the next few months. Don't forget, you can also listen on the Kit Plus podcast. Just search for Kit Plus podcast and you'll find all of the shows we've ever done to listen on the move. Thanks to Media Proxy for their support of the show, and thank you for watching or listening. See you next time.